Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today is the liturgical feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. John on the Lateran. And we celebrate the dedication of that church far away from us because it's the church, the seat of the Diocese of Rome, so it's the cathedral of the Pope. In fact, it's not St. Peter's Basilica that is the cathedral of the Diocese of Rome, but it's St. John Lateran instead. So that's where the Pope, we can say, has his seat, has his cathedra, as Bishop of Rome, and as Bishop of Rome, as head of the Universal Church. So as an expression of communion with the Holy Father, the whole church celebrates this feast day. And on this feast day, which is a feast of the dedication of a church, we read in the Gospel how our Lord cleanses the temple, and this reminds us that our Lord very much cares about how we behave in church and how reverent or irreverent we are in church. Our churches are sacred places because they are truly the temples of the Lord, the house of God, and they are such because for us Catholics, we have this great privilege and an obligation, in fact, to have the Blessed Sacrament in our churches. It's obligatory by canon law that in each church, the Blessed Sacrament be reserved. It is truly the house of God where we come to meet God, to pray to God, to worship God. And for that reason, sacred places are reserved for sacred activities. And what is profane is left outside. And in fact, profane in its etymology means simply that which is outside of the temple. It comes from the Greek. We don't need to go into the details, but profane doesn't necessarily mean evil or bad, but it simply means outside of the temple. So the marketplace, selling and buying was not evil in and of itself, but it belonged outside of the temple. That's why our Lord removed it from the temple. And so many other activities, which are in and of themselves either neutral or maybe even good, simply don't belong in churches. For example, the easy example is churches should be silent because our conversation should be directed to God. So horizontal conversations don't belong in church, but outside of it, in other spaces. Whereas in church, we pursue vertical conversation because in a special way, God is present there in a blessed sacrament. In fact, that's one of the reasons why, again, it's just an example. One of the reasons why it's, in a certain sense, natural that in Protestant churches there be no silence, because in Protestant churches there is no presence of God, or at least there is no presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So that horizontal conversations are present or even predominate is only natural. Whereas in Catholic churches where God is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the tabernacle, that conversation with God has to predominate. And there has to be a silence so as to make that conversation and listening possible for ourselves and for others. Come to church for that reason, to find God and to speak with him. Father Martin van Cochem, who is a Franciscan spiritual author, highly recommend him, Father Martin van Cochem, in his explanation of the Mass writes, "Therefore, for all these reasons, to be inattentive in church or in any other way to displease God by disrespectful behavior is an insult to the divine majesty and a dishonor to the house of God. Let us therefore firmly resolve on entering a church not to utter or listen to any unnecessary word, nor to look around about us what's going on, but to behave reverently, to pray devoutly, to adore the Lord our God, to confess our sins, and to implore the divine mercy." Our Lord very much cares about how we behave in his churches, and he wants us to behave reverently, so as to find him, so as to worship him, adore him, and to be sanctified by him. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.